This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let me just open up and defend Shaletta right away. Why wasn't that open adjusted to also include columnists for the Star Tribune?
Is anybody looking for a Star Tribune columnist? That's how I walked in the building. I just start yelling. Is anybody looking for
literally
a Star Tribune
she's
columnist?
She's not exaggerating.
Is anybody Jason DeRush's hater? Hate.
I walked by her once, acted like I didn't hear, even though she's screaming at me. Anybody looking for a Star Tribune
columnist? Anybody in the building need a Star Tribune columnist? It's like anybody a doctor? Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes.
Is there a Star Tribune columnist in the house?
By next Friday, will the open be altered to include?
I mean, somebody need to put it on.
Star Tribune columnist and occasional host of her own show.
Listen, if I'm going to have to make a new open that's going to include every
gig she gets,
I mean we're not going to have a segment anymore.
That's true. I think you should cut out some of that national news at the top of the hour, maybe go to 60. You know, and then that'll leave 2 minutes for accomplishments. And then, you know, so we don't lose any time because I still need time.
Yeah,
to talk.
She's not taking away from herself.
Oh, no. No, we're going to take that top of the hour news that's very important to the nation about what's happening around the world. We're going to cut that and then give me time to talk. Okay.
I mean, in reality, and we'll get back to the joke and say, I wish we had CBS News for 1 minute. I wish we had local news for 2 minutes. We got back to the hijinks. That's just me. But there are plenty of other people who want all the news.
More news. I'm leaning. You know, I'm a news girl.
Yeah.
So I
understand.
Lean toward news. In fact, if I had my way, we would do the whole 6 minutes. Because there's more minutes after the 3 weeks.
In other words, this is less prep for her Saturday show that she really is mailing in now.
Fewer guests to book for you.
When, and again, if you don't know, Shaletta was one of the 11.
One of the 11.
Strip voices.
They begged me.
Yeah.
Please.
We'll get to the negotiations in a second. In fact, let's get to them right now because, Dave, here's what I'm assuming. They call her. She makes them wait. They had to call her multiple times. Then when she showed up, she said, I'm honored. By the way, first couple months, I'm going to be interested. I'll provide the columnists, the columns on a regular basis. In the summer, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you imagine what else is going on.
See how I feel about life.
Yeah.
That's why they got the other 10.
Exactly.
That's right. Andrew Zimmer's my backup. Come on. Pinch hit for me. I got places to go, things to do. This was so awesome.
This is awesome.
This is so awesome.
Sincere congratulations.
Oh, for real. I mean, you know, sister got gifts and talents, and I'm multifaceted, so this is
not. And you would
surprise.
Never draw attention to those.
No, I don't. I try to, you know, stand in the background.
Yeah.
You know, let
shy.
Others. Yeah, shy, really reserved to myself. Introvert is what they call me. But, you know, I went to them, like, months ago and just said, you know, y'all don't have anybody with any personality. Y'all don't have any, like, people that folks open a newspaper and say, I wonder what she's got to say. I wonder what he's got to say. Y'all got the who, what, when, where, and why. And that's not the next generation of, you know, news readers. These kids
grab
are growing
you
up
a little
on,
bit.
Yeah, these kids are growing up on TikTok. Have you been on TikTok lately?
I love it.
Oh, hell is breaking loose on TikTok.
I actually pay enough attention to regular news, so I know what is BS, but for humor, I love it.
Oh, my God. But that's what the kids are raised on right now. They're on TikTok. So you can't give them the who, what, when, where, and why and expect them to stop, read, and take a moment. This is the TikTok generation, and you got to give these kids some flair, some flavor, some personality. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm a TikToker, but I could be a TikToker's auntie or a fun mom or something.
Let's remember, you're 51.
I'm 52.
Let's not act like all of a sudden you're 23.
I'm not acting like I'm 23, but what I'm saying is I'm pretty up on the social media stuff.
Oh,
more
you're
so
very
than a normal 52-year-old.
Oh, by far.
And we have not talked about the fact that I went viral viral a couple of weeks ago. I guess we'll get to that in segment two. Yeah. But, and so, you know, they had to agree with
me. Introverted.
They had to agree with me. They don't have any more Sid Hartmans. They don't have any more CJs.
They got Patrick Royce.
They got Patrick Royce, but he's not the TikTok generation
no,
dude.
In their opinion section, they've been a lot safer, right? They used to have more people, whether columnists or in the opinion section, where you'd read and be like, I love that, or what in the bleep is this person saying, or would grab you a little bit. So, okay, so they decide to hire other individuals. How were you approached? How did this play out? Because you also, what was it, 10 days ago, you had your op-ed about Tim Walz and a black woman, and then days later, Tim Walz was picked as the VP.
I mean, you know, call me Miss Cleo.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, I'm
California psychic, right?
Bishop
here,
Bishop Shaletta. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophetess.
Okay, so they call you?
So they call me, and we went over to lunch at the Minneapolis Club, of course, Kavita and I. I call her Cav.
Yeah.
Cav and I were over at the Minneapolis Club, and we were chatting. And
my father is right here. It just dawned on me. Name dropper, proud of herself at the Minneapolis Club. I'm going to start calling you Dad from now on.
Dad, okay. And so, you know, I was just, you know, having that conversation with her about they needed more flair, more flavor, and I could deliver that. You know, and you got to know how to write. You know, it's not like they, you know, giving
people
me this opportunity.
People don't know this. You are
I'm a trained journalist. I have 24 years in news and broadcasting. Don't let these baby books and jokes fool you.
Yeah.
I was in the belly of the beast and the bowels of the newsroom as an assignments editor. And so, you know, I'm trained on AP style writing, and I've written op-eds for them that have done very well when you look at the clicks and the number of people that hit
Again,
on
my
them.
Father. That's what my father would say all the time, too. Look at my clicks, my story.
You know, and you know, when you look at most read stories, whenever I write something for them, I'm always in the top five. You know, I'm not bragging or anything. That's just the facts. And so when they were putting this group together, they asked me if I would join. And I said, let me think about it. You know, I have to see where the Lord leads
What
me.
A fraud. And, what a fraud. Okay. It sounds like if Denzel called her. You know Denzel?
I was just... Just
Let me think about it. I'll check my schedule. I'll get back to you.
But, you know, I'm excited because...
Well, you should be.
I get to talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. You know, I'm not getting assigned. You know, because in news, y'all know how it goes. We're assigned to stories.
Yep.
You go cover this. Yep. You go cover that.
The world happens and you have to react to it.
We don't do anything until something happens. And now I can sit back and think, what do I want to talk about this week? What's popping? What's important? You know, I don't have to wait until Friday. You know, because
right
a lot
here,
of times I have to wait till Friday to talk to you. And then if you gone, I'm like, Dave, what am I going to do? He's not here. I got something to talk about. Now I have another outlet. I have another platform.
How often will you have a column?
Three times a month.
Okay.
And
you have
so,
a day or?
I don't know. I've already cranked out. I don't know if they got the schedule down. I've already cranked out my first one. So it's already turned in. It's about the Minneapolis Club, of course.
Of course.
And, you know. They've got it, and so it's going to run on Monday. So I'll be the first one out the gate. And
fantastic.
Then, I'll be doing two more for August, so we'll see. Women's Equity Day, I think, is later this month, so I might do something on that.
All right, speaking of the Minneapolis Club, you had an event there.
I had a soiree.
Yeah. No invite for me.
For Black Business Month. Do you have a business that is black? No, you don't. It's full of black people.
I still could have been there, people. Right?
Black business.
Dave? Would you have enjoyed? At least an invitation.
You would have been a tremendous ally, I'm sure, by black business owners, as you have been to Shaletta
Why
in the
you
past.
Keep
which,
up old stuff?
Which salad would I have had? Nicosi?
Nicosi.
Nicosi?
Give me the Nicosi salad.
Give me Nicosi with extra dressing.
18 past 2, the columnist. We're back with her in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, this is my first time hearing this.
So this your first time hearing
it? Yeah, yeah.
my TikTok remix.
Yes.
When I went viral on TikTok. And 980,000 people clicked one time, and they were making memes. And Christy Peele pulled the report because, you know, she has media mindfield, so she could put a person's name into this system and pull up how much earned media that person generated, $155 million on my name alone.
Wow. What do I get of that?
15 million hits.
And the person had no idea who you were.
And the woman said, how do you fit? She had no idea.
Yeah.
How do you feel? She called. She didn't know. She didn't ever ask my name. She said, an excited Minnesota resident. That's what she called me.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fair. Yeah, because when they announced
media superstar.
She feels used, I think. I think she feels a little used.
Does she have any idea?
She does.
Did she finally get back to you and say, I had no idea that?
Well, I emailed her and said, hey, would you come on my radio show so we could talk about this? And she was like, radio show? And I said, yeah, I'm a media personality in Minnesota.
Superstar.
And so I think she felt a little, maybe like I targeted her or used her. I don't know.
She could have asked a question.
She could have asked, what's your name? Yeah. Or what do you do?
What do you do?
Or, you know, she called me an excited, and everybody jumped on her social media. Was like, excited Minnesota resident? That's Shaletta. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, she didn't check in on who.
Okay. Yeah. So what is your feeling about Tim Walz so far?
I mean, I'm not trying to gloat or brag or say I told you so. I'm not going to do that because that's just not the type of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I did 3 days before she made her decision write a very popular op-ed column about why.
One of the most read stories.
In the strip that day. It came out on a Saturday. She picked him on, a Tuesday?
Not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence. And, you know, everybody was talking about, well, she's got delegates in Pennsylvania and 19 votes here, and they got to do this and do that. Let me tell you something about black women. She won't worry about that math. That math go math. It's going to do what it's going to do. She needed somebody who was not going to try to take her place, not somebody going to stab her in her back, somebody who's going to look out for her, somebody's going to be there for her. And he just seemed to her, which he seems to most black women that I talk to that he's engaged in, including the person who is the Star Tribune columnist, he seems like the type of person, as are you, as is Dave Harrigan, a person who supports black women. And it takes a special kind of person to do that. And he is one who does that. And so all these people who were making predictions about who she was going to pick, they weren't black women.
Yeah. He's fit in well. Now, I will say, I think Josh Shapiro is a star.
Okay? Oh, he is a star, but he ain't the one for her.
Right. Now, they have to win Pennsylvania. They are riding a wave of momentum. She just spoke for about 40 minutes on her economic plan and plans on price gouging and starter homes and expanding child credit. So let's see how that plays out. She has to win Pennsylvania. And there just was so much reporting, I have to believe it, that there was some belief either when Shapiro said, well, what exactly am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Harris team was a little bit like, wait a sec, we have to tell you. And they feel a little bit like, could Shapiro be attempting, whether intentionally or inadvertently, trying to upstage the leader of the ticket?
Exactly.
You know, now I think he's phenomenal, and I'm a huge fan of his. I've established that for 2 years. But if you watch the dynamics so far of Walz and Harris, and it's so far, it is very good.
It is very good. And this is what I heard someone say, and you tell me your opinion on this. She found a 60-year-old Joe Biden.
That has come up a fair amount. You know, okay, so I've made this point. I even made this point last hour. You are, as we said, a trained journalist. I believe she has been shirking an enormous responsibility by not holding, if not one, two press conferences.
Oh, yeah.
Considering the circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Considering, I mean, think about what has happened the last 6-7 weeks. We had a debate where Joe Biden intellectually didn't show.
Oh, couldn't show.
It wasn't capable of showing. Then a few weeks later, when it looked like the election was over, somebody came within 2 centimeters of murdering Donald Trump.
Yes, they did.
Right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm. On TV.
Then,
live C-SPAN.
When it was politician after politician after politician, And then eventually it seemed like it was Nancy Pelosi who said, Joe, you have to go.
You got to go.
And so he did. Then when you wondered for maybe about 5 hours, honestly, were we going to have an open convention? No, everybody rallied around the vice president. And I get that she's busy. I'm not suggesting she's laying around. But under these circumstances, to talk about the circumstances, to talk about your differences with Donald Trump, your differences with Joe Biden, I think she's making a mistake. But the point I will also say that Dave made the other day, she's continuing to ride the momentum.
She got to.
For the strategy purposes, even though I don't like it,
she
and
got
I think
to.
She's shirking responsibility, so far it's working.
Okay, let me just tell you this, and Dave, let me know what you think about this. The old way of doing things is dead. These candidates, these entertainers, these celebrities, they no longer need the media the way they used to need us. Social media is a game changer. They used to have to sit down with Mike Wallace, used to have to sit down with Barbara Walters and tell their story. They can record something, put it up on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or whatever the social media is of choice, and 100 million people will watch it and click on it. They don't need
us control
anymore.
It,
and
right,
they
Dave?
Control
yeah.
it. So we as the media outlets have to find another way of doing business, because the old way of us sitting down, holding journalists accountable, and all that stuff that we used to do, that day is over. Social media has pretty much eliminated the need for us in that arena.
And before Dave jumps in, Trump did go to the NABJ. We talked about that. Said an insulting thing again that she just magically, hey, I think I'm going to be a black woman. You know, of course,
yeah.
It was utterly ridiculous. He did conduct one legitimate press conference. Then the other day at Bedminster, he spoke for 50 minutes. A couple other people asked questions. He had props up there. So you expand, because you did make this point, because we've discussed this a lot the last couple of days about Harris and press conference.
Yeah, and everything you said just now, Shaletta, about controlling the message and being able to get your own message out without the use of the media. You're right. The media needs to figure out another way to do their job, because, and I don't know what way that is, because my argument is that it's terrible for democracy.
It's
terrible because they no longer, as you said, need to, you know, meet the biggest of the biggest anchors for an on, you know, a primetime interview or whatever it is, and be challenged on things. It's simply go to social media, spout off, say whatever you want, go to a rally, spout off, say you ever want, whatever you want.
And get in your limo.
Yeah.
And by the way, Walls did a lot of that here, too. Walls went to shows where he felt like the questions were going to be in the lane he wanted. I used to interview Tim Walls a lot. How many times since we've been together... How many times we had Tim Walls on? Once?
We had him at the fair 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh,
and I don't think we've had him since.
I don't think we've had him on. Exactly. In 2 years. And I bump into him occasionally. It's friendly. I will say, hello. And they'll occasionally tell us that he's unavailable in the afternoon. Then he goes on another show where it's
the same time.
It's the same time. And the questions are
nice. Minnesota nice.
They're Minnesota
we,
nice.
We got to find a way to do business, fellas. The old way of us doing it is dead. We are dinosaurs. We got to do something different. If we're going to hold these politicians and city leaders and community leaders and entertainers or whoever accountable, those old school sit down, hardcore, take the questions and figure it out ways of doing business in our business, that's dead. We got to find a new way of doing it. We got
Tomorrow, outside of mentioning that your columnist, I'm going to set the over-under at 447 times.
That's light, very light.
It's probably light. I mean, you're going to open the show. I know this. I guarantee it. Anybody looking for a Star Tribune columnist?
Anybody looking for a Star Tribune columnist? Because there's one in the building, baby.
She's talking right now.
Hey!
I got one guest you want to promote, or just yourself?
Just me, really.
Yeah.
It's all about me right now, being the Star Tribune columnist, coming off of a, you know, sold-out soiree at the Minneapolis Club. And, you know, now you done hot me up full of sugar, so I'm full of cupcakes and stuff. So
donuts. You brought the donuts.
And I brought donuts.
Thank you. I love you. And
love
I mean
too.
This. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our friend Shaletta. 32 past 2. Am I wrong? Next. All right, Dave Harrigan. How about we've joked for years that CCO Radio needs a mascot. If the Trib has one, why shouldn't we have one?
What would our mascot look like? A giant microphone?
Yes,
Mikey?
Giant microphone.
Mikey?
Mikey the microphone.
It's not bad. Let's work on that.
An arouse microphone.
Now, why do you have to go there?
I don't know. We want the clicks.
Now, you got the golf on right now. What are we watching, the St. Jude?
The St. Jude, this is round two of the first of the three events for the playoff, which there's no real good format for this playoff because they want to do it where you're rewarding the whole year. And, well, if it was rewarding the whole year, it's over. Scottie Scheffler has already won it, but they want people to actually watch it. So it kind of defeats how dominant Scottie has been.
Scottie's two back today. Shame on him. Yesterday, speaking of golf, you had a good conversation with Andrew Green, renowned golf course architect.
Talking about the great work he's done in Interlock, and he's done work at all the great courses.
Yeah, and you experienced it on Monday.
I did. I was very
fortunate with Andrew. That's very cool. And listening to the segment, which people can certainly podcast any way they want to do that, I decided something. I think I could do that job.
Of course you can. Come on. I mean, they didn't even have to fly in Andrew from out in Baltimore. You're right here.
You give me a nice satellite view, a couple satellite view pictures of whatever property. And I'm not even talking, you know, reshaping an existing course.
A new one.
Brand new. You give me a little property. Let me see it from up top. Give me some topographical maps so, you know, I have the hills and the dips and all that. Give me, I don't know, an afternoon, few hours. Just walk the property.
Just a couple hours.
Just walk the property. I'll get you designed by noon the next day. Noon the next day. Now, before you rip me.
Poo-poo you.
I'm not saying it's going to be Augusta. I'm not saying it's going to be Pebble or Pinehurst number two. Might not even be Pinehurst number one, which, by the way, I think we need a little more respect for Pinehurst number one.
Never as mentioned.
Yeah. Come on. Let's give a little respect there. You know, it might not be those, but I'll get you Brookview. I'll get you Theo. I'll get you a course.
Oh, am I wrong?
Hold on. Now, those are the two courses I played when I was a teenager.
Yeah, and there's a reason you don't play them now.
Yeah.
But I'll get you there.
I played – God, I haven't played Teddy in a long time. I played Brookview about 10 years ago, I think, in a qualifier. I used to – where I lived, it was a downhill to Teddy Worth, straight uphill going back home. Not as fun. Not as fun. You're a fool. You know, you can't. It's not that easy.
How do you know? You ever tried? No, you just hold these
I've been around
architects. Oh, Jack Nicklaus course.
They're giants.
It's an Arnold Palmer course. Yeah. It's a whoever.
Most Jack's courses.
See? exactly. The greatest Arnold's golfer courses. In the world, and you're ripping him.
By the way, there's plenty of elite golfers who are not great architects. But no, it's not that just easy. 2 hours I go there and there's trees everywhere, or it's in the middle of the desert, and you just go, yeah, I see it. I see where this par four is going to just kind of slide to the right, and we're going to have a couple bunkers here, and then we'll have a, you know, Redan green here. No, it's not that easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds really hard. Hey, let's put the green there, and I got an idea.
Put a bunker
sand.
There?
Sand. Hey, oh, I see there's an existing pond there. Maybe we do a par three right over it. We should do that. That's a good idea. No, it's hard. That's tough.
This is a station filled with big knocker listeners, right?
Big knockers.
Big knockers. They're rich. They're wealthy. We dominate the Minneapolis club. Somebody that has a piece of land where Dave Harrigan could build a nine-hole course, please, for the love of God, if there's anything decent, let him design a nine-hole course.
God, can you imagine?
It would be the worst
pull up
ever.
On opening day. It's the Harrigan Nine designer, Dave Harrigan. Golf course architect.
No, here's what you do. D. Allen Harrigan design.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you can't just be,
like that.
You can't just be Dave Harrigan to design it. Yeah.
Maybe even just D. Allen.
D. Allen.
D.
Yeah.
Allen.
The D. Allen experience.
We all know it's a huge weekend for metalheads, for rock music heads in the Twin Cities. You got what? You got your Metallica shows tonight, Sunday, Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, couple other bands Saturday. Monday, you've got Steve Miller Band, your group Journey, Def Leppard, back at Target Field. Let's focus on Metallica.
Okay.
Let's focus on them because they kick it all off tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium. And let's first give them their due. It's been over 40 years now they've been together and absolutely, obviously, still a huge mainstay that they're selling out to massive shows.
Can I ask a question right there? How many bands have we had where 40 years in, they were still this popular. Two shows, 50,000 people.
Yeah. Incredible. And it's not like they're promoting
10,
you know, great new stuff.
No.
They're just that, you know, people hear Metallica and they just gravitate.
Oh, yeah.
The name is that huge. Let's also say this. No group in the history of music, any genre, name your genre, I don't care. History of music has been able to more successfully combine obviously tremendous musical talent, with also a tremendously mundane, leaning towards objectively terrible band name.
Am I wrong?
It's a very dull name.
It's very dull.
Now,
what kind of music you want to play? I think metal.
Okay.
What should we call ourselves?
Right.
Metallica?
Okay. So I've listened to Metallica for 40 years.
I have too.
I like them.
They're great.
We had some tickets, and I thought about jumping into the parade, but it's a Q extravaganza for the next 5-6 days, so I could not do it. It can't be just that we're a metal band and we want Metallica. Do we know the history of the name? Did you look it up? Is it literally just that? It can't be.
It's got to be.
It's got to be something better than that, isn't it?
They really like aluminum?
They all worked at an aluminum store before? I was going to say, how many bands are more associated with sports, like in certain entrances? Right? Metallica's right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Enter Sandman.
Triple H. He had something in wrestling forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Where if you have multiple, and again, Triple H is not Marion Rivera, but wrestling is worth what right now? What is the WWE worth right now?
He's the Mariano Rivera of the WWE.
10, 15 billion, you know? So, yeah. Text me right. Well, how about The Who? They're my guys. One of my favorites. You're saying that's really creative? The Who? Does it make you think more, at least?
It makes you think, what are we doing here? The Who? It's an interesting name. You know, The Guess Who. Kind of a odd name, but...
Mm-hmm. Metallica is... Give me other dull, super successful rock and roll names.
It's like if NSYNC had called themselves Poppy McPopperson.
That was terrible.
Boy Band Express.
Poppy McPopperson?
Should we go to break?
I think we should on that high point. A couple things as Jason joins us. We'll get back to Am I Wrong. Somebody wants to know, enjoy the banner. Thank you. Is CCO going to get a new meteorologist? Seems odd not to have one when the station touts keeping us informed about news, traffic, and weather. By the way, yes to Mikey the microphone. We're talking about if our station needs a mascot.
Oh, I like him.
I'm sure we're going to have a meteorologist at some point. You know. All right, Dave Harrigan. How about we've joked for years that CCO Radio needs a mascot. If the Trib has one, why shouldn't we have one?
What would our mascot look like? A giant microphone?
Yes,
Mikey?
Giant microphone.
Mikey?
Mikey the microphone.
It's not bad. Let's work on that.
An arouse microphone.
Now, why do you have to go there?
I don't know. We want the clicks.
You got the golf on right now. What are we watching, the St. Jude?
The St. Jude, this is round two of the first of the three events for the playoff, which there's no real good format for this playoff because they want to do it where you're rewarding the whole year. And, well, if it was rewarding the whole year, it's over. Scottie Scheffler has already won it, but they want people to actually watch it. So it kind of defeats how dominant Scottie has been.
Scottie's two back today. Shame on him. Yesterday, speaking of golf, you had a good conversation with Andrew Green, renowned golf course architect.
Talking about the great work he's done in Interlochen, and he's done work at all the great courses.
Yeah, and you experienced it on Monday.
I did. I was very
firsthand with Andrew. That's very cool. In listening to the segment, which people can certainly podcast any way they want to do that, I decided something. I think I could do that job.
Of course you can. Come on. I mean, they didn't even have to fly in Andrew from out in Baltimore. You're right here.
You give me a nice satellite view, a couple satellite view pictures of whatever property. And I'm not even talking, you know, reshaping an existing course.
A new one.
Brand new. You give me a little property. Let me see it from up top. Give me some topographical maps so you know I have the hills and the dips and all that. Give me, I don't know, an afternoon, few hours. Just walk the property.
Just a couple hours.
Just walk the property. I'll get you designed by noon the next day. Noon the next day. Now, before you rip me.
Poo-poo you.
I'm not saying it's going to be Augusta. I'm not saying it's going to be Pebble or Pinehurst number two. Might not even be Pinehurst number one, which, by the way, I think we need to give a little more respect for Pinehurst number one.
It's Pinehurst number one. Never is mentioned.
Yeah. Come on. Let's give a little respect there. You know, it might not be those, but I'll get you Brookview. I'll get you Theo. I'll get you a course.
Oh, am I wrong? Hold on. Now, those are the two courses I played when I was a teenager.
Yeah, and there's a reason you don't play them now.
Yeah.
But I'll get you there.
I played – God, I haven't played Teddy in a long time. I played Brookview about 10 years ago, I think, in a qualifier. I used to – where I lived, it was a downhill to Teddy Worth, straight uphill going back home. Not as fun. Not as fun. You're a fool. You know, you can't. It's not that easy.
How do you know? You ever tried? No, you just hold these
I've been around
architects. Oh, Jack Nicklaus course.
They're giants.
It's an Arnold Palmer course. Yeah. It's a whoever.
Most Jack's courses.
See? Yeah, exactly. The greatest Arnold's golfer courses. In the world, and you're ripping him.
By the way, there's plenty of elite golfers who are not great architects. But no, it's not that just easy. 2 hours I go there, and there's trees everywhere, or it's in the middle of the desert, and you just go, yeah, I see it. I see where this par four is going to just kind of slide to the right, and we're going to have a couple bunkers here, and then we'll have a, you know, Redan green here. No, it's not that easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds really hard. Hey, let's put the green there, and I got an idea.
Put a bunker
sand.
There?
Sand. Hey, I see there's an existing pond there. Maybe we do a par three right over it. We should do that. That's a good idea. No, it's hard. That's tough.
This is a station filled with big knocker listeners, right?
Big knockers.
Big knockers. They're rich. They're wealthy. We dominate the Minneapolis club. Somebody that has a piece of land where Dave Harrigan could build a nine-hole course, please, for the love of God, if there's anything decent, let him design a nine-hole course.
God, can you imagine?
It would be the worst
pull
course
up on
ever.
Opening day. It's the Harrigan Nine designer, Dave Harrigan.
You
golf course architect.
No, here's what you do. D. Allen Harrigan design.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you can't just.
I like that.
You can't just be Dave Harrigan to design it.
Yeah. Maybe even just D. Allen.
D. Allen.
D. Allen.
Yeah. The D. Allen experience.
We all know it's a huge weekend for metalheads, for rock music heads in the Twin Cities. You got what? You got your Metallica shows tonight, Sunday, Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, couple other bands Saturday. Monday, you've got Steve Miller Band, your group Journey, Def Leppard, back at Target Field. Let's focus on Metallica.
Okay.
Let's focus on them because they kick it all off tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium. And let's first give them their due. It's been over 40 years now they've been together and absolutely, obviously, still a huge mainstay that they're selling out to massive shows.
Can I ask a question right there? How many bands have we had where 40 years in, they were still this popular, two shows, 50,000 people?
Yeah. Incredible. And it's not like they're promoting
10,
you know, great new stuff.
No.
They're just that, you know, people hear Metallica and they just gravitate.
Oh, yeah.
The name is that huge. Let's also say this. No group in the history of music, any genre, name your genre, I don't care. History of music has been able to more successfully combine obviously tremendous musical talent, with also a tremendously mundane, leaning towards objectively terrible band name.
Am I wrong? It's a very dull name.
It's very dull.
Now,
what kind of music you want to play? I think metal.
Okay.
What should we call ourselves?
Right.
Metallica?
Okay. So I've listened to Metallica for 40 years.
I have too.
I like them.
They're great.
We had some tickets, and I thought about jumping into the parade, but it's a Q extravaganza for the next 5-6 days, so I could not do it. It can't be just that we're a metal band and we want Metallica. Do we know the history of the name? Did you look it up? Is it literally just that? It can't be.
It's got to be.
Got got to be something better than that, isn't it?
They really like aluminum.
They all worked at an aluminum store before. I was going to say, how many bands are more associated with sports, like in certain entrances? Right? Metallica's right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman. Triple H. He had something in wrestling forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Where if you have multiple, and again, Triple H is not Marion Rivera, but wrestling is worth what right now? What is the WWE worth
yeah,
right
he's
now?
The Mariano Rivera yeah, of
he's
the WWE. 10,
15
much.
Billion, you know? So, yeah. Text me right. Well, how about The Who? That's not, I mean, they're my guys. One of my favorites. You're saying that's really creative? The Who? Does it make you think more, at least?
It makes you think, what are we doing here? What, yeah. The Who? It's an interesting name. You know, The Guess Who? Kind of a odd name, but...
Mm-hmm. Metallica is... Give me other dull,
I mean,
super successful rock and roll names.
It's like if NSYNC had called themselves Poppy McPopperson.
That was terrible.
Boy Band Express.
Poppy McPopperson?
Should we go to break?
I think we should on that high point. A couple things as Jason joins us. We'll get back to Am I Wrong? Somebody wants to know, enjoy the banner. Thank you. Is CCO going to get a new meteorologist? Seems odd not to have one when the station touts keeping us informed about news, traffic, and weather. By the way, yes to Mikey the microphone. We're talking about if our station needs a mascot.
Oh, I like him.
I'm sure we're going to have a meteorologist
I think
at some
so.
Point. You know,
any suggestions? People should text in
I'm
if
here.
They have some good ideas.
I'm available.
You want to do that also?
Yeah, sure. I can do it. Can I just call in?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah. I think we also are acknowledging.
You're going to be up that early?
I'm up early. Yeah. Well, nothing's really happened in the morning.
Yeah. So you could give a forecast.
Yeah, I could. We also have to acknowledge, and I'm sure we'll hire somebody.
Yes.
That over the last 20 years, a high, high, high percentage of us are getting our forecast from our phone. But
well,
when.
We also know like how bad that is when like the stuff is really going on, right?
Yeah. But. When thunderstorms of significance,
yeah.
potential tornadoes, serious winter storms happen, this station has been a part of it. So I'm sure, I mean, right now, there's a plan. Like if something happened this afternoon for you,
yeah.
you would have something. They, yeah. You know, Brad put in that work, but I'm sure they'll integrate some
of so.
The staff.
Yeah.
You know, Metallica, among the texts here, Dave, Metallica was formed in 1981. Metal was a brand new genre, so the name seemed edgy. Another person saying the original story of Metallica was that Lars stole it from a promoter who was going to use it for a music magazine. So
not only is it a terrible name, it's a stolen
name. Yeah.
This is your take? Is
yes.
there
no band has combined great musical talent with a mundane, objectively more leaning towards awful band name.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's
you're
a very
wrong.
Dull.
That's a stupid take. Stupid.
It's a dull name, though. Right?
No, I mean, you hear it, you're like, Metallica.
That's because you know them.
It's great.
Not initially. You wouldn't have said, whoa, Metallica, that's fascinating.
I can't remember that long ago.
Yeah.
I was probably six.
Yeah.
What year? 81? Six.
Yeah. You're 50.
You were in your prime.
I was 30 at that point. Is he going to go with this old guy bit like in 2 years
probably.
When he's well into his
50s? Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to change a lot of material coming up. Well, you do that even show.
It, yes.
So what if I say?
I like
yes.
to keep it fresh.
Which way is the wind blowing today, yeah. Dan
hey,
Cook?
3:30, Jason said this. 4:42, it's different. It's new material.
Keeps it fun.
What do you have next, sir?
Let's go with this one. I've got an old, you mentioned my dog actually earlier.
Yeah.
Older dog, big boy, Aussie
Dylan.
Lab mix, Dylan. He's the best dog. You might think your dog's the best dog. He's the best dog. Hey, about 80 pounds. He's wonderful and just tremendous. All over the board. Over the last couple of weeks, we've hosted a dog at our house because of a situation.
Yeah.
This tiny little poofball dog.
Oh. Yeah.
It has confirmed all of my suspicions since I was very young.
Poofball is not a compliment.
Small dogs, anything under 20 pounds, they're absolutely worthless.
Am I wrong?
Would you like them killed?
No, I just don't want them anyone near
me. Is your dog like... performing tasks? Or is your, are you hunting with your dog?
Cooks. Cooks the dinner for them.
Yeah.
Yes. He actually is a very good chef.
Yeah.
I mean, what is
Tuna
your,
Nicosi.
What is your dog doing?
He's tremendous. I could play with him. We could do tug of war when he was younger.
You
we
can do,
go on
oh,
tug of war.
Oh, nothing better than tug of war with the dog.
Yes, it's fun.
You can
hey, grab
do that
the rope,
with
buddy.
The
Let's
little
go.
Dog, too?
Yeah. Football. Oh, yeah, and just throw him around the room. Listen to you. Yeah, Mr. I hate all dogs.
Yeah, he's not the guy to go to for dogs. Right. What's the name of Poofball?
I don't want to say.
Whoa. But, you don't want to reveal the dog's
what is,
identity?
What is Poofball listening
you
right
know,
now?
I don't want to hurt his feelings. It's not his fault. He's worthless.
He just called for him to die.
Mass euthanization of small
bit.
Dogs.
You're going to get out here.
Everybody line up your dog, weigh in.
Yeah. I bet we need to stop talking. A couple things as Jason joins us. We'll get back to Am I Wrong? Somebody wants to know, enjoy the banner. Thank you. Is CCO going to get a new meteorologist? Seems odd not to have one when the station touts keeping us informed about news, traffic, and weather. By the way, yes to Mikey the microphone. We're talking about if our station needs a mascot.
Oh, I like him.
I'm sure we're going to have a meteorologist
at some
point. You know,
any suggestions? People should text in
if
they have some good ideas.
I'm available.
You want to do that also?
Yeah, sure. I can do it. Can I just call in?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah. I think we also are acknowledging.
You're going to be up that early?
I'm up early. Yeah. Well, nothing's really happened in the morning.
Yeah. So you could give a fork.
Yeah, I could. We also have to acknowledge, and I'm sure we'll hire somebody.
Yes.
That over the last 20 years, a high, high, high percentage of us are getting our forecast from our phone. But
We also know like how bad that is when like the stuff is really going on, right?
Yeah. But when thunderstorms of significance, potential tornadoes, serious winter storms happen, this station has been a part of it. So I'm sure, I mean, right now, there's a plan. Like if something happened this afternoon for you, you would have something. You know, Brad put in that work, but I'm sure they'll integrate some of the staff.
Yeah.
You know, Metallica, among the texts here, Dave, Metallica was formed in 1981. Metal was a brand-new genre, so the name seemed edgy. Another person saying the original story of Metallica was that Lars stole it from a promoter who was going to use it for a music magazine. So
not only is it a terrible name, it's a stolen
name. Yeah.
This is your take?
No band has combined great musical talent with a mundane, objectively more leaning towards awful band name.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's
you're
a very
wrong.
Dull.
That's a stupid take. Stupid.
It's a dull name, though. Right?
No, I mean, you hear it, you're like, Metallica.
That's because you know them.
It's great.
Not initially. You wouldn't say, whoa, Metallica, that's fascinating.
I can't remember that long ago.
Yeah.
I was probably six.
Yeah.
What year? 81? Six.
Yeah. You're 50.
You were in your prime.
I was 30 at that point. Is he going to go with this old guy bit, like in 2 years
probably.
When he's well into his
50s? Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to change a lot of material coming up. Well, you do that even show.
It, yes.
So what if I say?
I like to keep it fresh.
Which way is the wind blowing today, Dan Cook?
3:30, Jason said this. 4:42, it's different. It's new material.
Keeps it fun.
What do you have next, sir?
Let's go with this one. I've got an old, you mentioned my dog actually earlier.
Yeah.
Older dog, big boy, Aussie
Dylan.
Lab mix, Dylan. He's the best dog. You might think your dog's the best dog. He's the best dog. Hey, about 80 pounds. He's wonderful and just tremendous. All over the board. Over the last couple of weeks, we've hosted a dog at our house because of a situation.
Yeah.
This tiny little poofball dog.
Oh. Yeah.
It has confirmed all of my suspicions since I was very young.
Poofball is not a compliment.
Small dogs, anything under 20 pounds, they're absolutely worthless.
Am I wrong?
Would you like them killed?
No. I just don't
euthanize?
Want them anyone near
what
me.
Is your dog like? Performing tasks? Or are you hunting with your dog?
Cooks. Cooks the dinner for them.
Yeah.
Yes. He actually is a very good chef.
Yeah.
I mean, what is
Tuna
your...
Tuna Nicosi.
What is your dog doing?
He's tremendous. I could play with him. We could do tug of war when he was younger.
Tug
of war?
Nothing better than tug of war with the dog.
Yes, it's fun.
You can
grab
do that
the rope,
with
buddy.
The
Let's
little...
Go.
Dog too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and just throw him around the room. Listen to you. Mr. I hate all dogs.
Yeah. He's not the guy to go to for dogs. Right. What's the name of Poofball?
I don't want to say.
Whoa. You don't want to reveal the dog's identity?
What, is Poofball listening right now?
I don't want to hurt his feelings. It's not his fault he's worthless.
Just called for him to die.
Mass euthanization of small dogs?
You're going to get out here.
Everybody line up your dog, weigh in.
Yeah. I think we need to stop talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.